Good morning. This is Around Town with Amy Brown. It's Wednesday, August 6th, 2025. Let's head out to Surrey to see what's happening there.
Good morning. I'm John Curtis. And as president of the Surrey Historical Society, I am very proud to say that Surrey is adorned with four historic landmark buildings, including the treasured Rural Hall, venue for the Take Five art exhibit. Michelle Hauser, the noted photographer of historic meeting halls in Maine, will speak at a sneak preview to be held on Saturday, August 9th, the evening before the exhibit, and doors open at 6 p.m. Michelle will be joined by Sally Eckhoff and Rose Marasco, who will present a hand-created animation to go along with Michelle's talk, and there'll be refreshments. You will find that Maine's old-time community halls are enchanting backdrops for the display of contemporary artwork. So don't miss the great art and the insight into Maine's historic community halls.
Okay, so now it's my turn. I'm Margaret Baldwin, and I am doing the 5th annual art show. It's a fundraiser for the Rural Hall to help to maintain the hall, and it is created by some 20 Surrey resident artists who donate percentage of their sales to this fundraising effort. And this will be held on August 10th, this is Sunday, from 4 to 6:30 at the Rural Hall with wine and cheese reception. There will be music, the artists will be there, and actually the person who is presenting the main meeting halls was here in the Rural Hall last year, and she loved it so much that she wanted to do a program to help us out. So this is how it's happened. I want to say the Rural Hall is situated at 680 Route 172, just outside of Surrey towards Ellsworth. You can find the images online. Some of the images will already be online on the Rural Hall Facebook. And we love to see you and everybody there. It's a great community event. Thank you.
Hi there, this is Marie Merkel speaking, the president of the Surrey Garden Club. Well, the Surrey Garden Club has been meeting at the old Rural Hall since 1937, and traditionally they hosted a juried flower show every August, which back in the 50s would draw as many as 200 people. So when Vince Butera, the florist, offered to do a floral demonstration as a summer fundraiser for our club, we were thrilled. Because Vince's creations, they're botanical artistry in themselves. But best of all, he loves to show how it's done to an audience. The bigger the audience, the more fun for him and the more fun for everybody there. He's worked up four original designs for this year, and all of them make use of flowers and foliage that he'll be cutting from the gardens of our own club members. And these four Butera the Florist creations will be raffled off at the end of the show. And the fun starts at 5 p.m. on Wednesday, August 13th, with a wine and cheese garden party, and will be outdoors behind the hall if the weather cooperates. There's a suggested donation of $10, which includes three raffle tickets. But the showtime with Vince will begin at 6 p.m. at 680 Surrey Road in Surrey. Thank you so much for this time.
That was John Curtis, Margaret Baldwin, and Marie Merkel. And to recap, the sneak preview of the art show and the presentations will be on Saturday, August 9th, starting at 6 p.m. And then on Sunday, the 10th, is the opening of the show and the artist reception starting at 4 p.m. And on Wednesday, next Wednesday, August 13th, the floral demonstration that should be taking place behind the Rural Hall, if the weather's permitting. The other two events are at the Rural Hall, which is at 680 Route 172 in Surrey. You can find Surrey Garden Club and Surrey Rural Hall on Facebook, and you can also find the Surrey Historical Society online at surreyhistoricalsociety.com. For Around Town, I'm Amy Brown. You can reach me at news@weru.org. Again, thank you for all your generosity this week, and please keep it coming. We really appreciate it. Take care. I'll see you tomorrow.